Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We need a tie out there, and he's been good for us all year. And for him to go down, getting a game like that, it's like it sucked the soul out of us. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say out of everybody, but I don't feel like I played good because I was thinking about it the whole day, and I felt like it was my fault.
Tyrese Halliburton's Indiana Pacers teammate, Obi Toppin. He will lose now, Halliburton, you would think, all of next season.
Yeah, that seems likely. Yeah.
So if you knew that, if he knew that last night, it's not really a fair question, but does he play? Like, how about that outcome?
Yeah.
That not only does he get hurt during the game and can't continue in the game, but he loses a year, too. I mean, you can't really ask a question like that. It's just so much worse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and especially because he was, I think, if I've got the timeline right, pretty obviously hindered in Game 5, which is when he hurt it originally, but was pretty well enough to be effective in Game 6. And so you think, like, probably, yeah, this isn't the best thing to do, and it's probably going to be some price to pay, but, you know, I'm fine. You know, I'm not at my best. That stinks. But I'm going to go give it a go. And then that happens. Just, yeah, that was very tough to watch. The whole thing. I mean, just you had to feel for him immediately. I think his reaction told you he thought he knew what that injury was. It's one of those, you know, they're not going to tell you ahead of time, and they're not guessing on the network television broadcast, but you could see it on the replay that it was, you know, just like the Rodgers thing, and any of these that you've seen that the calf reacts that way, just like, oh, that looks like an Achilles tear.
You don't need to be, you know, an actual doctor.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
They wouldn't say it. They'll never say it until they know.
Right.
But Twitter knows. They slow it down. You can see it. It's one thing.
Yeah.
Remember my brother-in-law with Rodgers. The season is just starting, and he goes down. He gets up, and then he sits down. And he thought he knew right away. That he thought, I'm saying my brother-in-law thought he knew right away what Rodgers' injury was. And maybe Rodgers did too.
Right.
Just like, it's just different than any other injury you watch happen. Because the player isn't like screaming or anything like that. He's not rolling around. He's just like,
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a quote, but right. I think it'd be like that.
Yeah, it has been described to that I've read numerous accounts where it feels like nothing else. Like it's an injury. Like you can twist your knee, twist an ankle and not know, what did I just do? Did I dislocate something? Did I tear something? What, we're going to need MRIs and figure out what this, like, I think it happens to you when you go, oh, I think that's what that is. There's not a lot of room for the imagination there. It's just, I think I know what happened there.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. I'm not expecting you to know this or care, but I've said it before. I will tell you, like, I am not an ice cream guy at all. Cookies, ice cream. I'm just not really, like, into that. That, like, sweets and desserts and everything. Pie once in a while for the holidays, but really, like, not my thing. Today is the kind of day where I could be tempted by ice cream. It's the kind of day where I could be tempted. It's hot in here, like we're outside. I mean, it's just I'm wiping sweat as we speak from my forehead, which is great.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you follow Treehouse Brewing?
I do not. I'm familiar with their brands, but I do not follow them.
Western Massachusetts. I've been there. Their signature beer, I think I could say, is called Julius. That's my son's name. So I follow Treehouse. And they had a tweet today about a beer that is fashioned after an ice cream flavor that they described as, quote, low-key the best ice cream flavor. Now, this could be a lot of flavors. There's a lot of personal preference. There are a lot of different ones. Vanilla. I mentioned my son. Vanilla is his favorite ice cream flavor. Can't be considered low-key. There's nothing low-key about vanilla. It's not like it's not sort of hard to find. You know, it's not right. It's not low-key.
It's not a flavor. Yeah, many people would say that's my favorite ice cream.
Yes, if there were a poll, like Twitter gives you four options. Very possible vanilla should be or could be one of the four. Chocolate, right? Chocolate isn't low-key.
No.
Either, right? Obviously. So what is in their, you know, promotion? Right? Who knows who really thinks this? But I wanted to run it by you. Low-key, the best ice cream flavor, black raspberry chocolate chip. Now, apparently that's a flavor. I don't think I've ever had. I think I've had black raspberry ice cream.
I've had chocolate chip ice cream. I've never had them together.
Yeah. Right. So I do have a choice for this. As rare as it is that I will eat ice cream. I did as a kid, right? But I just never eat ice cream as an adult. No reason. I just don't. I'll end up with chips instead or like a hot dog or something. No. You know, when I'm making what I think is probably a bad choice late at night, whatever.
Right.
It's usually not ice cream. It's never ice cream. But I would say what flavor came to mind for me, low-key the best, strawberry cheesecake. Respect it?
I like strawberry. I always like strawberry ice cream. As I've gotten older, I have favored French vanilla ice cream as my favorite and best flavor. But when I was a kid, that was my strawberry was my go-to if we went to whatever, Big Wheel or what you know, the ice cream places. Not custard places, but an ice cream place where you get scoops on a cone and strawberry with the chunks of frozen strawberry in there. That was pretty hot.
But not strawberry cheesecake.
No, I don't even know exactly what I know what strawberry cheesecake probably is.
You know, it has a cheesecake kind of consistency. Yeah. Yeah, strawberry swirls.
Yeah.
Maybe little chunks. Maybe.
Yeah. I need the chunks.
I don't know if I can help you.
I crave the chunks.
I don't know if I can give you the chunks.
Yeah.
But
strawberry cheesecake beer, then? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, that's not. I don't know of it being a beer.
Oh.
Black raspberry chocolate chip
is a beer. Okay, yep. I did follow that. I was mistaken. Yeah.
Like a stout.
Yeah. I've never really liked black raspberry ice cream. I like raspberries.
Oh, it's a seltzer, by the way. It's not a stout. It's a seltzer.
Okay. Well, that makes...
But you could do both. You could make that into a dark beer.
Sure, you could.
Maybe not... It wouldn't be chocolate chip. It would just be chocolate.
Right.
Black raspberry or raspberry chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's out there as a beer.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Got to be 1,000 of them.
Right.
But this is black raspberry chocolate chip seltzer.
All right.
If you're into that.
I'm not sure I want a chocolate flavor in a seltzer. I don't. That's making my stomach gurgle just like thinking about processing that. I don't know. I don't think I could handle that. It's not the right combination of things there. Bubbles and chocolate.
Bubbles and chocolate.
I really
bubbles and chocolate.
I don't like how this is making my stomach feel. But black raspberry is, my mom used to get black raspberry ice cream. And or maple walnut. I think those were her two like go-tos when we were kids. We'd hop in the station wagon and go out for ice cream. And I feel like I remember her getting maple walnut and black raspberry. And I never really...
Can't mix them.
No, definitely not. No, I'm not. It would be, you know, separate cones. Not even one of each or something on a cone. But I never really liked the... I don't know. There's something about the black raspberry that doesn't really appeal to me, even though I like raspberry.
It's a cool color.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it is.
Magenta.
It looks like I'm going to like it. I remember thinking, it ooh, does. Mommy, let me try that. That looks like, no. I'm not getting it done for me.
Strawberry cheesecake or blueberry cheesecake ice cream, there's got to be a better way to describe it, but it's almost like it's a little bit chewy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Where you're getting the flavors, but it's also like a little bit of a different consistency.
Yeah.
I think. Would not be a good beer or even seltzer, perhaps. How would I know? Maybe it is. It's brilliant.
Listen, if black raspberry chocolate chip is working as a seltzer, I think they're no holds barred.
It's good enough for Treehouse. It's probably good.
I think anything goes.
I'm thinking they know they can sell it.
Right.
I'll tell you where I would have wanted one was that when I was in their 5-mile-long line to get in. The one time I was there, I could have used one of these seltzers standing in that line out in the sun. I never made it inside. It maybe doesn't count that I was there. I parked. I stood in line at the place, but the line was so long, I was on my way back from Boston alone. I'm just not going to stand here all day and then go drink 2 beers and then get back in the car for 5 hours.
Yeah, so, that doesn't seem ideal at all.
Oh, this would have been a good idea for Saturday night, actually. Maybe a little bit far. I was in Albany. Still, like that, I bailed. Like, never made it inside. Does that count as being there?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, you have a story. I was there. I couldn't wait any longer.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was not in there.
That works. That's not like just being in an airport in a city.
You weren't at the Bills game, though, if you just went to the tailgate.
No.
You'd have to go into the stadium to count that as being at the game.
Yeah.
You're not at the game if you're just in the parking lot.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
But this is different. Like, there's not... you don't need an admission ticket. You are waiting in a line, but you went there with the intention of walking in there like a normal person would walk into a brewery and trying their beer and walking out with some, but it became too cumbersome, so you had to leave.
It was just going to be hours, I think.
I think you were there. Right. I'm giving you that you were there.
I was not at Red Rocks. I'm wearing a shirt today.
That's the Red Rocks logo. That is a really sharp shirt.
It was a gift for me
sharp,
by my
I went with
wife.
Sharp.
She was there last Monday, and I'm wearing it anyway. I've never been to Red Rocks, but I can't even say Red Rocks. Rewind. Red Rocks. I've never been there, but I'm wearing the shirt anyway, making it seem like I have. Just telling you, right. I know I haven't. I'm not, you know, looking for, there's no stolen valor here.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're being a poser about it. It's a cool shirt.
It's a gift,
and
I'm wearing it.
Your family was there, and that counts.
I'll take it. It's just whatever it is. Say, go ahead.
For those not watching,
go ahead and post.
Those not watching on the Twitch or the YouTube, it's the iconic, you know, the Red Rocks, the view you know, and a Yeti playing the guitar.
Which is that what it is?
I think that's it. Yeah, that's like Bigfoot.
All right.
That's pretty cool. He's got
he did a show there.
Cowboy hat on, too. Yeah, he opened for Isbell. I was there. Yeah.
Chad DeDominicis coming up at 4. We'll talk Sabres. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.